Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, there it is. There's the music. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Falcons at Lincoln Financial Field. And on the pregame show with us tonight, a legend, an Eagles legend, Nick Foles will join us in the 7 o'clock hour at the Link. And right now, Hugh, to talk about this game, we bring on a Falcons legend, a guy you know, the original Dirty Bird.
The original Dirty Bird.
Jamal Anderson joining us here on the Midday Show to talk some Eagles Falcons. Jamal, how you doing, man?
Kenfolk, what's going on?
What's up, family? It's great to speak to you guys. I'm excited about tonight's game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
No, no question about that. How do you see this game playing out? We know last week that Kirk Cousins was under duress. T.J. Watt got after him quite a bit. How do you see this game playing out tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's not like, you know, they didn't play in the preseason at all. You know, everybody's got their own philosophies about that, and you gotta get out there and get some game action in order to be up to speed. And I feel like that maybe caught them off guard a little bit. I know they turned up to the intensity and everything, but obviously – you know, I like everybody else, was watching Hard Knocks in the offseason, and I was like, I couldn't believe the Giants were making a decision to move on from Saquon Barkley. And as soon as you guys signed him, I'm like, this man finally has an offensive line. Like, he's, I think, one of the finest talents at that position. And, you know, obviously what he did last week. And so he's a guy that I'm like, you know, you got to be concerned about. I know AJ's down. I don't think Dotson is any joke, and I love Devontae Smith's game. I think he's constantly proved, despite his size, that he can ball. So, I mean, and obviously Jalen. I'm a big fan of Jalen. It's, like, hard to root against that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's – last year what happened to you guys, I literally was like, they're going to write a book about this because I couldn't really believe what I was watching, and it was just wild to see how it started and then the way it ended. But, I mean, obviously a very talented football team. It's always been a tough place. You know, it's been a tough place for us to play, Q.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You
know? So, I mean, it's like you got to bring your A game, you know, and that's just the bottom line.
Jamal, you mentioned Saquon. Obviously, in Atlanta, they have Bijan Robinson, a guy who had a big first game of the season and expected it to have a big season. And you're a guy, Jamal, back in the day, I know it was a different time, but you got the football a lot. I think back to that 98 season, you were a workhorse. Do you think these guys can handle it and it's just the league has changed? Because I'm watching the first 2 weeks here, Jamal. You know, Josh Jacobs has almost 50 carries already. Jordan Mason almost 50 carries. Saquon got the ball 26 times last week. Do you think these star backs can handle a lot of work if their teams let them get the ball?
Yeah, I actually do. And I feel like, obviously, he's had some injuries which have derailed the type of talent he is to be consistent out there. But again, playing in that situation in New York, it was a whole different setup. I just feel like the top backs in this league, they do everything. Not only are we picking up blitzes, we're going out for – we're catching the ball at a prolific level. I mean, now McCaffrey's hurt. But if you look at those guys like that, and you look at Alvin Kamara, you look at the Saquon Barkley's, not only are we're asked to produce on the ground, we are big-time factors in the air. So this is what's mystified me about this whole we can't pay the top-flight running backs, because I'm like, these guys are doing it, not just on the ground, but they're doing it in the air as well. And it's just an expectation of almost every offense we're in if you're going to be a top-flight back.
Jamal Anderson joining us here on the Midday Show, former Falcon running back as we preview Monday Night Football. All right, Jamal, you mentioned Jalen Hurts a few minutes ago. What do you think of Jalen at this stage of his career? It's been interesting to watch his development because he developed from a second-round pick into a starter and then became a near MVP. But the last year plus, more turnovers, he hasn't been quite as excellent. What do you think about Jalen and where he is right now in his development?
I feel like he's one of those guys that is going to work tremendously hard and do more than what he's supposed to do to ensure that he fixes what's going on. Because, like I said, last year, it was just a trip to see how it went. And then, obviously, the playoff game against Tampa Bay, I was like, whoa. It was like a completely different team. And I felt like maybe, when you start so excellently and then that collapse happens like that, I think that had a tremendous effect generally on the confidence of the whole squad because they just didn't appear like the same team. I mean, this football team has had a certain swagger. They played a certain way. They come out with a certain energy. And none of that was evident in those last couple of games last season.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Jamal, like with Kirk Cousins having the injury that he has coming off that Achilles, if he struggles at all tonight, do you think there's any chance that we might see Michael Penix?
I don't know, man. I don't think that they're going to get away from him unless he just has I did feel like he'd have to have multiple picks and just not look like he can move around the pocket. We're being told that he's 100% healthy. Everybody has an opinion about that. He seems to feel like he is as well. And so my expectation is that they would be more productive. Pitts is going home. Hopefully that inspires him to do extra. And obviously having to get Bijan in some spaces, especially against the D-man. Come on, this has been one of the best defenses in football for the last several years. And so, we need everybody bringing their A game, especially on a Monday Night Football. And it's been a minute since the team has been featured in this way.
Jamal, how good is Bijan Robinson? And we had a lot of discussion here in Philadelphia before last season, before the draft. Yeah. A lot of our fans, including our producer, Jamal, really wanted the Eagles to draft Bijan. We ended up with Jalen Carter. Falcons got Bijan. Right. How good is he, and how much do you think he'll be a big part of the game plan tonight for them?
It's funny because I would say a lot of people in Atlanta were enamored with Jalen. Obviously, UGA is down the road. We've watched this factory produce a bunch of football players, and so everybody had an opinion about it. He's a very talented guy. Hopefully, the packages are there for him. And when you get somebody like that in open field, he's just so explosive, and he's so strong, and he runs with great pad level. Him and Saquon's game are quite similar. Now, Saquon is a bigger dude, and I feel like, man, when you look at explosiveness, particularly when he's 100, when he's healthy, my man was rolling last week. It's like the way he hits the hole at his size, you just don't see stuff like that. Like Derrick Henry is a freak of nature, okay? And the way he could pull away from people, and you got Saquon Barkley. And Saquon is my size. Dude's like 230, like 6'1". He's not a little guy, and he's just very explosive and a dangerous guy. And somebody we're going to have to keep monitoring, and he's going to be a tremendous asset, as you've already seen, to Jalen Hurts. And I think all those things combined, I don't want Hurts to destroy us tonight. Don't get it twisted. I'm not like pulling for him, but I just know how dangerous they can be when the things start clicking with the type of players that are there. Obviously, AJ's out tonight, but there are still other talented.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Players on that offense.
Jamal Anderson joining us here as we preview Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Falcons tonight. Jamal, what did you notice with Kirk Cousins week one? Because it looked to us like he couldn't move. I mean, Hugh asked you about Penix, but do you think Cousins is healthy? I mean, that's a big injury he's coming back from last year.
No, it is a big injury he's coming back from. You know, he really looked fine in training camp and stuff. And I'm going to have to take it on what Kirk is saying and what the staff is saying, and that they have the confidence that he can do what he needs to do, and that he is healthy. Obviously, you know, Penix got very, very little playing time in the preseason. It might be something else, you know, when you're talking about just dropping a rookie in on Monday Night Football. But, I mean, again, this is not something that I think is in the plans, but anything's possible. Anything's possible. And I know the big thing is, you know, the Saints are 2-0 now. Buccaneers are 2-0 now. I mean, we're looking at week two, talking about, you know, you don't want to be in a – they certainly don't want to be looking up from a two-game hole, you know?
They do not. It's going to be a fun one tonight. Jamal, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, we're going to play a highlight for you here, Jamal. I'm curious if you remember this play. October 1st, 2000, Falcons at Eagles, and our guy Hugh Douglas did this against your team.
Here comes the blitz. Chandler, it's picked off. In the hands of Hugh Douglas, who dropped back from his defensive end spot in a zone blitz.
Didn't I just talk about Hugh Douglas? Did I say that he's relentless?
You're visionary.
As a pass rusher he is, but how about now as a defender? Hugh Douglas is on the line of scrimmage. They believe that he's going to come on a blitz, but he doesn't. Look what he does. Here's a defensive end. He drops back. Look at the great hands and the great reaction.
Jamal, there was a play action. I'm watching the replay here. I think you're the back on the play. Do you remember that play?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah, listen. You know what? I think here's the thing for me. Like, obviously, Hugh was a fantastic player. You look forward to playing against the best players, the guys who are going to bring it every game. I mean, he was like the Hulk out there. You know what I mean? Dude was like a little pit bull, you know? But I mean, it was like so explosive, and obviously just the ability to move around the field. It always made it tough to play. I'm not going to act like I ran up numbers against the Eagles. It was always a hard game.
Man, listen, but you were like, listen. I tell you what, I remember my first year in Philly. We played y'all in 98, the year y'all went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I was like, man, who is this cat? Boy, you had a monster game that day. Didn't score a lot of points, you toted that rock.
Remember, I think I broke Mike Mamula's neck in that game.
I think it was on the goal line when you were scoring. Yeah, you were talking trash. Yeah,
it was like, oh, you ain't big enough to stop the bird.
Yeah, man, it was some good times, man. Some good times.
Jamal, that's fun stuff. And we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us here. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Jamal.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot,
there
family.
There he goes, Jamal Anderson.
Later.
He did not forget your interception.
No, dude, listen, like, got a chance to, like, when I was living in Atlanta, got a chance to see him a lot of times, man. Good dude, man. He was a part of, I always want to say lingerie football, but it wasn't. It was fan-controlled football. he had one of the fan control football teams, so I would go to that. It was a great time, man.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, T.O. played for one of the teams that he was in it, and you know, he's just a good dude, man. Really, really good dude.
I was waiting for him to take the bait because as I watched the replay, so that you dropped back and Jim sent a blitz up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal blocked his guy. He had a really good block, but then there's still an interception. I mean, yeah. I was waiting for him to say he did his job on the play, but Chris Chandler threw it right at you. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back to your phone calls here on the Eagles. Are you nervous about this game tonight without A.J. Brown? I'm not. I still think the Eagles are going to win. Hugh's got some trepidation here, and we'll get to the Phillies as well, including what J.T. Realmuto said about the number one seed and the WIP caller that everybody was thinking of on Saturday during the Cal-Stevenson game. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, it bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly Center cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also, with $5 Philly Standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.